Welcome to the Macerata Opera Festival's audio description service. On stage this evening is Rigoletto, an opera in three acts by Giuseppe Verdi, with the libretto by Francesco Maria Piave, taken from Le Roi, Samuse, a play by Victor Hugo, along with Il Trovatore, 1853, and La Traviata, 1853. It is part of Verdi's so-called popular trilogy. Next, we will provide the plot of the first act. This will be followed by the illustration of the set by the director, Federico Grazzini, and his team, and the description of the costume. Plot. A party is happening near the court of the Duke of Mantua, a great lover of parties and women. On that occasion, the Duke pursues the Countess of Ceprano, but he is also attracted to a young woman that he sees every Sunday in church. The Count of Monterone, whose daughter has been seduced by the Duke, arrives to ask for a reason for this insult. Rigoletto mocks him, and the Duke has him arrested. The old nobleman curses both of them. Rigoletto returns home and meets Sparafucile on the street, who offers his services as a hitman. In Rigoletto's house, Gilda secretly lives there under the vigilance of the housekeeper, Giovanna. Rigoletto returns, and after an affectionate exchange with Gilda, he recommends that the two women not trust any strangers and keep the door locked at all times. As soon as he leaves, Giovanna allows a young man to enter the house and introduce himself to Gilda as Gualtier Malde, the student who follows her to church every Sunday and who the girl has fallen in love with. In the meantime, the small group of courtiers who intend to kidnap Gilda because they think she is Rigoletto's lover are surprised by the arrival of the jester. In the dark, Borsa makes Rigoletto believe that he wants to kidnap the Count of Ceprano's wife, whose palace is nearby, and so he blindfolds Rigoletto. Gilda is kidnapped, and Rigoletto, left alone, realizes the cruel trick. The curse of Monterone is about to come true. Scenic design. This production of Rigoletto takes place in the street, a contemporary street, in front of an old abandoned Luna Park. All the elements of the scene that will be the protagonist of the show, in its various phases, are already present on the stage. At the center of the scene is a massive clown head which is grotesque in appearance. It is colored white and gray, its large eyes are turned upwards, and its huge open mouth symbolically serves as an entrance to the fairgrounds, but it is also a passage to backstage. The contour of the mouth door is red, and a touch of red is also on the cheeks of the clown and on the tip of his wide nose. The clown represents Rigoletto, the jester for the court of the Duke of Mantua. In this production, he is precisely the old clown of Luna Park, as he is only used for the feast of the gang of gangsters, captained by the Duke. The large head is surrounded by a metal arch, and on the upper circular section, the luminous inscription, Luna Park, is attached. Actually, the A in Park is missing. It has fallen and lies at the foot of the structure. The structure is almost like a ladder, with vertical and horizontal bars like rungs. On each side of the clown head are four small red and white striped amusement park tents with red pointed roofs. The tents are attached to each other and closed. They are placed in front of various sections of iron barriers.